Hello out there to all of our podcast listeners. This is Annette.
This is Kelly.
This is Shankara.
And this is Titania, and welcome to the lounge.
Thank you for joining us today here in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, where we aspire to inspire other entrepreneurs.
Good evening, and thanks for joining us, everyone. We're in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. I'm your host for this evening, Annette Gomez. And today we're talking about planning your financial freedom, dollars and cents all through the month of June with our series entitled, What's Next? Thriving Financially Post-COVID-19. And to help us guide us through this conversation is Monique Vitalman, a financial planner and consultant and the owner of Vitalman & Associates. Welcome, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here.
Good, good, good. Well, let me brag on you just a little bit, Monique, okay?
Okay.
you're from the state of brotherly love. Not the city, but the state of brotherly love.
That's
you
right.
Speak from love. You're originally from Pittsburgh, PA. Monique graduated from Howard University with a Bachelor of Arts in Hospitality Management. After graduation, she worked in hotel sales for 7 years before joining the financial services industry in 2003. She's been recognized with numerous awards for her outstanding sales records throughout her entire career. But at the heart of all those accolades is Monique's passion for speaking to women's groups, churches, and civic organizations on topics such as budgeting, planning, college planning, tax-free retirement, life insurance, getting out of debt, and so much more, which brings us to today. This is a hot, hot topic, Monique. We could be on the phone for hours. So I have a legal pad, not a notepad.
Okay.
A legal pad so you can get to all that planning. But I'm always curious, Monique, what made you go into this arena? I always call you guys the numbers cruncher.
You know, it really has been a passion of mine for years. I've just been completely enthralled by numbers and by, you know, helping people to get their financial houses in order. You know, I always tell people, you know, your passion is what you enjoy and what you love, but your gifting is really what God has planned for you. And I truly believe that I'm passionate about financial services as well as gifted. And I'm lucky enough to have them both. So I'm fortunate to be able to do that. But again, I've been doing this since 2003. So not only am I versed in the financial principles to become financially free, but I also think I can also speak on the entrepreneurship side as well. So it really has just been a passion and a gifting of mine. And I'm just so excited about the things that are out there in the financial world as we're going through this pandemic. And I'm excited to talk about it.
Passion, purpose, gifts. I love it, Monique. I love it, love it, love it. Let's talk about your title because there's a word in there that's extremely important no matter what we talk about. The word planning, getting it on paper. Can you please start talking about that? Where do I start?
Let's talk about it. Listen, I can, if I don't give the folks out there anything else to take away from this call, it would be planning, preparation, and having a written spending plan. I'm gonna say that again. Planning, preparation, and having a written spending plan. You all, when you track and you budget your money, you can find inefficient dollars, right, and opportunities to reallocate monies where appropriate and where it can really make a powerful impact on your, not only the future of you and your family, but the future of your business. I'm sitting down with too many folks right now that's not writing down their budget. They have it in their head, right? But I don't see anything on paper. And it's something about putting it on paper. When you put it on paper, it comes to fruition.
Absolutely.
So if you don't take anything else from this call today, it's about planning, preparation, and having a written spending plan or budget or whatever you want to call it. It's important.
And Moni, let's keep it right there. Let's start within the family and talking about the babies and talking to them. How old is too young or too old to start? Let's start with the kids. And that little jar where they put the pennies. Can we start there with the kids?
We certainly can. And you know what, to be honest, Annette, that's where it starts. It's up to us as parents, as grandparents, as legal guardians to start educating our young kids at a very young age. And you put it so well. Just them putting their change in the jar, right? That shows, you know, responsibility. That shows them starting to save money. You know, we always need to be speaking into our children. We always need to be speaking into them to be responsible when it comes to money, to start looking down that financial freedom path, to understand that debt is not good, right? We all want to be debt-free. We all want to be financial free. But when I'm talking to my older kids, you know, I tell them, listen, you've got to start saving the minute you get your first job.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Minute you get your first job, you need to be putting money aside. I don't care if that's $25 a week, a month, a year, whatever that is, do it, and you need to do it consistently because it's about consistency. It's not always about how much, but it's about consistency. So it's our responsibility, absolutely, to instill in our kids the responsibility of fine money management and being good stewards over our money.
Well, don't laugh, Monique. I got a funny story. My sister would give my niece an allowance, but then she would take a couple away, and my niece was like, "What you taking back? What's going on?" So she got the allowance, but she also was explaining what goes on with that money so she could understand it.
That's it. That's it. You want them to obviously enjoy some of their money, but you also want to make sure that I've taken away from my 18-year-olds right now. My family will tell you, we take a little bit of money aside, we put it away for tithes, and we put it away for savings.
Absolutely.
You know, so it goes hand in hand. It all goes hand in hand.
Okay. And I wanted some Reebok shoes, and my mother said, you need to get a Reebok job. So that was the next step. So we're going to keep it here, right here for the family, Monique. So let's talk about that budget. What are you putting on that paper with this family?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What your budget entails, and you all keep it simple. All a budget is it's showing money's coming in and money's going out. Mm-hmm. So what you do, you get a piece of paper, and I'm keeping it as simple as possible. Of course, we could get, you know, intricate about it. But what you're going to do is you're going to take a piece of paper. You're going to write down how much money you have coming in every single month. And then on the other side, you're going to write down your bills. So that means your mortgage, your car note, your credit card, your loans, whatever's going out, that's what you write on the expenses side. So the key is that when you add up your income that's coming in, you subtract your expenses that's going out, right? Those expenses should not be higher than the income coming in.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you are living above your means. And I always tell people, every penny coming into your household should be allocated, meaning income minus expenses should equal zero. So that means you may have extra money left over at the end of the month. Where is it going? Maybe we can put it in a savings account. Maybe we can put it in an emergency fund. Maybe we can put it in a travel fund. Whatever the case may be, all dollars need to be allocated. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, and can we talk about that plastic card for a minute?
We call that card a most card, right? In a lot of situations, that's because we use it most of the time. That's not what it should be used for. And again, that's a learning process for kids and a lot of adults. You know, we think that card is just something that it's free money, you know, and that we can just use it however we plan to use it. And sometimes it's just the death of our financial health is that card. So again, that's why it's so important to have a budget and to have those things written down. I'm not saying don't get your hair done. I'm not saying don't go to the movies or don't go out to dinner, but it needs to be in your budget. That's an entertainment type of expense. It needs to be in your budget. That's it.
And I don't mean to get in your business, Monique, but do you sit down monthly, weekly? How do you plan this out with the family?
Yeah, so this is the thing. Everybody's situation is different, right? Everybody's circumstance is different. For me and my family, it's a weekly sit down because our expenses and our income, to be quite honest, changes very, very quickly. So with me and us, I'm actually sitting down and going over budget every single week. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to be the norm for everybody, but your budget is going to always be changing because your situation is going to be changing. So you always need to revisit. That's your roadmap. Your budget and your spending plan, that's your roadmap. And if you don't have that, and if you're not revisiting that when things are changing, you're losing where you're going. So it's important to revisit that on a regular basis, whether that be weekly, monthly, quarterly, whatever the case may be, whatever fits your family and their needs, it's going to be changing. So always try to revisit that budget. That really is your roadmap.
Absolutely, Monique. And I, you know, I wanted to do the pre-COVID stuff as opposed to COVID. We're going to get to the post-COVID, but I thought it was important to lay that groundwork, you know, because people are up in an uproar. Oh my God. But part of it could have been, not everything. We can't plan for everything, Monique. But I think it was important to touch on those topics before.
Absolutely. I agree, Annette. I agree wholeheartedly.
Okay. Well, speaking of bills and money, we're going to take a station break so we can pay some. So if you would just keep it locked right here, Monique, I'm going to go on to the second page of the legal pack.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much. Okay.
Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
If you're not well in your body, if you're losing focus, and if you're not fulfilled, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul is here to aid you in giving you tips. A healthy mind will keep you focused. A healthy body will keep you well and active. A healthy soul will keep you fulfilled and content. Contact Coach Michelle at her website, IamToInspire.com.
Welcome to the new Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge podcast series, where four unbossed boss diva entrepreneurs aspire to inspire new and budding entrepreneurs. All are welcome here at the lounge, where we will always have a positive and encouraging word to share. So grab your beverage of choice, your notebook, and turn your radio or laptop up and get ready to join Annette, Kelly, Shankara, and Titania on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. This is a new series with a mission to help entrepreneurs discover their truth. See you there in the lounge at 7:30 p.m. on Hump Day Wednesdays. We'll see you then.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just joining us, I am talking to the incredible Monique Beidelman. Before we went to break, we talked pre-COVID, but let's talk about post-COVID for a minute. The world is changing, Monique. So I know you're having lots of conversations right now.
Yes, yes. You know, the world has changed. You are so accurate. And you know, it's a teachable moment right now for a lot of businesses, and individual families as well, but really a lot of businesses. You know, I sit down with a lot of business owners and a lot of entrepreneurs, and we talk about what's going on out there now in this new our new normal. And what I'm seeing is that the businesses that I am seeing now struggle to stay afloat are those businesses that had problems with cash flow, right? So cash flow really drives your business. And if it's not there, right, we're going to have some problems. Those that unfortunately did not have the cash flows are the ones that are struggling right now. Now, a lot of these business and entrepreneurs are new, so they have not had enough time to necessarily build up the cash flow. But again, we're talking about vehicles that businesses should have in place to assist with that cash flow. There are vehicles out there, and I'm talking to businesses now because you all, they're talking about a new second wave of this COVID coming in the fall. So this is the perfect time now, right? And then for folks to start thinking about their business and doing things differently and having some appropriate financial vehicles in place.
And what's it like, Monique, when you're sitting down with someone and they're coming to you? You know, do they come to you with desperation? How do you steer them?
Yeah.
Because your heart bleeds for them, right?
It does. It absolutely does. And a lot of it is desperation. You know, they're wondering what can they do. A lot of them are regretting certain decisions that they have made that they think they should have made. And to be honest, some of them are coming to me, and that, believe it or not, thanking me. because they did have certain vehicles in place where they were able to tap into cash flow. They're not relying on the government, right? They're not relying on the state. When they get those monies, that's just extra. But some of it's desperation, and some of it is gratitude, to be quite honest.
You got to reshape and rethink the way that you think right now. I know, Monique, there's a couple of key topics. I'm going to let you have the floor right now. There's a couple of key topics from a business perspective that you wanted to add in dealing with that COVID. I know there's insurance and spending and things like that. So I'm going to let you have the floor, and you go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, there were a couple of different topics, and I'm so glad, Annette, that you brought up the spending plan, because that really was one of my top topics that I wanted to talk about. You know, cash flow is great, but if you do not have a plan of action for that cash flow, you're also going to have some problems and some struggles. So a cash flow is what drives your business, but you have to have that roadmap in order to take you where you want to be taken. So the spending plan is number one. Number two, you know, a lot of businesses do not have the appropriate insurances in place. You all, insurance is the foundation, the financial foundation of your financial house. You know, when you're building a house, you don't put up the walls and the ceilings first, right? You put up the foundation. And the foundation, right, is your insurance. So that means for businesses, you have to have your insurances in place. That means life insurance, key man insurance, disability insurance, business insurance, long-term care, overhead expenses. You know, there are these things that really have to be in place for you to do business successfully. And when I spoke about the cash flow, you know, entrepreneurs, and that a lot of times, they do not realize that if they had the proper insurances in place, they could actually tap into their policies and take out cash completely tax-free, completely penalty-free. So a lot of my clients right now are thriving because they've done just that. They put these insurances in place. So again, they're not relying on anyone else for money. So that's a plus for them. They're taking from their own bank, which they have set up through a permanent life insurance policy to stay afloat. So, you know, we have this stigma when we're talking about insurances, it's just going to benefit someone else, right? That's the stigma we have when we're talking about insurance. But insurance is not just about death anymore. It's about what it can do for me while I'm still living. So that stigma of life insurance, we have to get out of our head and understand that life insurance is such a powerful tool when it comes to financial freedom, especially with small businesses. You know, we use it to get out of debt. We use it to open businesses. We use it as a wealth transfer vehicle. You know, we use it to finance items. We use it as an emergency fund. I could go on and on and on about the powerfulness of life insurance. And, you know, it's been around for you. This isn't anything new, right? But I think the concept of us being able to fund our businesses and being able to stay afloat are things that are now coming to the forefront now. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to give a couple of examples because I think it's important for the context surrounding insurances. But
I feel like you're bugging my house. Have you been in my house this week? This is the top conversation in the Gomez household. It's important.
Really?
Please speak, ma'am. Speak.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. And I think that, and I'm glad to hear that we're talking about insurance, because a lot of families are not talking about it. It has to be talked about because it's not about death. It's not morbid anymore. So, you know, the wealthy have been doing this for years. And these names are going to sound familiar, but just take in consideration this. Walt Disney, who built of Disney World, right? He was turned down by traditional financing. He used money from his life insurance policy to finance Walt Disney World. That's number one. Number two, James C. Penney, that's James C. Penney of J.C. Penney's.
Penney, yes, ma'am.
Right? During the Great Depression, and that was a pandemic, right? During the Great Depression, it severely hurt his wealth. However, he borrowed money from his life insurance policy to stay afloat. And I'm going to give you one more. I'm going to give you one more. We all know McDonald's. We all know McDonald's. Ray Kroc used two loans from his life insurance policy to create McDonald's. So when I tell you that small businesses, entrepreneurs, we need to have these vehicles enforced prior to the crises. So that's the discussions I'm having with a lot of small businesses right now, is making sure that they are covered in regards to their insurances.
Absolutely. And for, I'm going in my brain space right now. Is awesome. I'm like thinking legacy and what you're leaving and how you're setting things up. And I don't think a lot of people think about that, Monique. Legacy here.
Yes. Legacy and, you know, it's so important that we are leaving a legacy for our children and for our grandchildren. So not only is it helping us while we're living, right? But when we pass away, we are able to pass away our wealth to our heirs completely tax-free. Now, listen, you all, I just lost my mother about a month ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not going to get into all the intricacies of everything, but me and mommy used to talk all the time about finances, right?
Yeah.
So when she passed away, I'm telling you all, she had it set up exactly the way it was supposed to be set up.
Oh,
money,
beautiful.
All of our wealth should not be out there in real estate, in stocks. Now, I'm not saying that some of it can't be, but what happens is that when you put your wealth into life insurance, it's a wealth transfer vehicle, meaning that you have attached a beneficiary to your life insurance policies. You no longer have to go through any type of probate.
Wait, ding,
and
ding,
you get
ding,
your
ding.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 Monique. That's,
ding,
that's,
ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Like diversity can, I did not please enlighten.
Yes.
So
here's the thing. Anytime you have a beneficiary attached to any type of financial tool, you avoid probate. Okay? So life insurance gives you that opportunity to name your beneficiaries. So not only are you now avoiding probate, guess what? You're not paying any taxes on this money coming to you. That's how millionaires and billionaires pass on wealth to their heirs. And that's why their heirs are able to continue that wealth. They're able to keep their family businesses open. That's what they do. They put their wealth into life insurance policies because they can pass it on probate-free and tax-free. And Annette, it makes me sad because we're missing the boat on that. I'm sitting down with too many families after something bad has happened, right? When it's too late now, we need to be proactive in getting these vehicles in place for our family, for our children, our grandchildren, for our spouses, and also for our businesses as well.
So, Monique, I just want to know, did you call a PI to get in the house? I'm just asking. It is a conversation.
I love it.
That I wanted to go into and talking about wills, because I used to work with farmers and helping them plan. And when the farmer left us, and now you've got 17 people arguing over things. Well, guess what wasn't in place?
What's that?
Guess what wasn't in place, Monique? A plan, a will, something.
Yep.
I mean, it's astonishing to me. Astonishing.
Yeah. You know, you see people's true colors come out when someone passes away, especially if you don't have those types of documents in place. So it's important. My grandmother passed away last year, my husband's grandmother. And again, everything was set up properly. So Annette, let me say this. These are the documents we have to have. A will, absolutely. In some instances, a trust. Okay, so that gets a little bit more involved. But if you have older family members or older parents that you're dealing with, you need to have power of attorney. You need to have a medical directive, right? What if they can't speak for themselves anymore? Who's going to speak on their behalf? And let's just say they had 6 children. Now you all are arguing over decisions that need to be made medically, right? So we have got to, especially with our older parents and our older grandparents, it's our responsibility now to get them to sit down with us to go over everything. My mom and dad were so diligent about sitting down with us prior to their death to go over everything, for us to know exactly where all their pertinent paperwork is, to go over where their will is, to go over what life insurance policies they had. We did that as a family, and we're missing that. And that's the reason why we're having all of this strife when people pass away, because like you said, none of these things are in place.
I will share this with you, Monique, because my sister had a stroke at 41. I got to the hospital. We had to go get the paperwork. We had to get power of attorney, blah, 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 blah. Who, 41, who expects
41.
That?
41, wow.
So you plan for the unexpected.
That's right, that's right. That's it.
All right, Monique, keep it locked right there, because I'm going to come back
okay.
and ask you to read good, good, good stuff. We're going to take one more break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Locks Forever. I'm extending an invitation to you to check out our new podcast, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. This is a high energy, keeping it real and relevant podcast for natural hair enthusiasts, service providers, and business owners. We will talk about everything from tender heads to how to build a tough natural hair business. If you're starting a natural hair business, this is the podcast for you. It's informative, fun, with a twist of humor, inspiration, and feeling of sitting around the table talking with your best friends. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. You will not be disappointed.
Welcome back, everybody. We are in the lounge. Monique, if we could just go back before the break, I just want you to recap that again. It's PPS, planning, preparation,
yes,
spending.
Yes.
I just touch on that, because we went into a personal arena for a minute, but I don't care if it's personal or business. This is the Entrepreneur's Lounge, but let's not get it twisted. This is across the board for life.
That's right. That's right. And you're exactly right. You know, where we got into individuals, into families and everything. But again, it's across the board for both, you know, families and businesses. The same thing applies to both. You know, just because you're a business or just because you're an individual does not mean that you do not have to plan. Right? It does not mean that you do not have to have a spending plan or a budget. It does not mean that you don't have to have your insurances in place. So it goes both ways. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm also have a family, and I have insurances for both the business and my family. So it's important. And there's a planning process that goes for each of that. I don't plan the same way that I plan for my business with my family. It's a different path, but yet it's still planning, and it's still a spending plan attached to it as well. So I don't want people to get confused about that as well. It's universal, all these tips.
And go back a little bit further if they're just joining us, Monique, because you said it's important to get everything on paper. Get it on paper. We had a conversation not long ago about, you know, people putting receipts in bags and not being organized. You better get your life in order.
Yes, honey. Who are you telling?
25 is not going to last forever, Monique. That's why I said Monique is a private investigator, because she's been in my house all week. Because we have been laying out, Mr. Gomez and I, with a spreadsheet. Okay, this is going to go here. This is going to go here. This is going to go here. And I think we need to that one more time, Monique. Get it on paper.
Get it on paper. Write it down. It does not do anything if it's in your brain, in your head. Unless you write it down, it's not going to come to fruition. You're going to have a very hard time doing so. So it's got to be written down. Hang it somewhere, you know, put it somewhere where you see it every morning. You know, and again, we talked about you having to revisit it, you know, to make changes, to revise things on a weekly, monthly, quarterly basis. So writing it down, looking at it, revising it, it's key. It's key to getting yourself on that financial freedom path. Absolutely.
I also think, Monique, sitting down at the dinner table and having those grown-up conversations with your kids.
Yeah.
We got to change that mindset a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially now. You know,
Absolutely.
You look up, the baby's getting ready to go to college. Do we have anything for the baby's college fund? You know, I think when my niece was born, my sister was like, oh, get the jar ready. Get
yeah.
that jar ready.
That's right. That's right. We're missing the boat. A lot of families are missing the boat having, you know, diligent conversations with our teenagers. You know, my daughter is tired of hearing from us. She is so tired of hearing from us. But she's tired for a reason, because I'm going to be honest with you. She's not the best yet at saving and being diligent about it. So we're constantly in her ear. So she's going to constantly hear from us about, you know, becoming financially independent. She's on her way off to college now, you know, in a great way. You know, how are we paying for college? You know, what are we doing in regards to college planning? That's another thing that we need to talk about, you know, at the dinner table. So those conversations, you know, need to be had. You know, I actually, before COVID, I actually went out to families' homes. That's what we did. And I sat down at the kitchen table with families. And sometimes I had to bring in the kids if they were old enough, because I needed for them to understand as well when we're doing financial transactions and things like that. So we sat at the kitchen table face to face and went over all this stuff, just getting your financial house in order. Too many times we just don't want to talk about it, but nothing will happen if there's not a conversation about it. And that's part of the problem, is not wanting to talk about it, because sometimes it's uncomfortable. But we have to get uncomfortable and have these important conversations. Absolutely.
And speaking of unfortunate or uncomfortable conversation, Monique, sometimes if we do get in debt, should you consolidate? What steps should you take when you're in debt?
Okay. So debt is, that's a main theme that we've been talking about now for the past couple of years. And, you know, debt is really about eliminating interest and eliminating taxes, Annette. That's what it's about. So when we have these credit cards, right, and you're paying a 20, 21, 22, 23% interest rate, it's the interest that is putting you way under than the principal itself. So it's really about decreasing the interest, decreasing taxes as much as you can. We actually have a get out of debt program right now that is sweeping the country. We're getting people out of debt, including their mortgage, in 9 years or less. And we're able to do that because we are decreasing interest and we are decreasing taxes. And Annette, the exciting thing about it is not only will you be completely out of debt, but you're building wealth while doing it.
Wow.
It's a phenomenal program that we're doing. Of course, it's a separate conversation, but debt is about interest and taxes. That's what it's about. If you can eliminate those things, you will be out of debt quicker than you could have ever imagined. But you have to have a vehicle that will allow you to do that. So, you know, everybody wants to get out of debt. Who doesn't want to get out of debt?
These student loans are calling me every day. I'm working on it, Monique.
I know they are. I know they are. But there's light at the end of the tunnel for people with
absolutely.
Debt. There really is.
Absolutely. Monique, what should we be looking for when we're looking for a financial plan?
When you're looking for a financial plan, you want to make sure you are with someone or get with someone that's well-versed in the subject area that you're looking to talk about. Not only that, make sure that they're licensed. Especially life and health insurance license. You want someone that's licensed as well. And then you want someone that is a referral. You don't want to just go in the yellow pages or, you know, however. You want someone that kind of refers you to someone that knows their work and knows that they're educated in the subject matter that they're looking for. And you want to make sure that you are not being charged for the service that they are providing. Some people think that they're supposed to be charged for someone to come and sit down with them. That's not always the case. Getting into a product, that's something different. But when someone's sitting down with you, there should be no charge.
I want to hear from you. I want to hear from my financial planner. How often? Because I had a guy, I never heard from him. And now I got a guy that calls every 2 weeks. So very quickly, how often should I be sitting down with you?
Yeah, you know, it just depends on what has changed in your life, right? So if you've, you know, bought a home, or if you've gotten married, or if you've had children, things like that, you always want to call up your financial advisor when those big things happen in your life. Now, I actually reach out to my clients at least once a quarter, at least. But if something else comes up, they're calling me, I'm calling them. A lot of my clients are, we've become friends, you know, so I kind of know what's going on in a lot of their lives. But definitely, if something major has happened in your life, reach out to them. But they should be reaching out to you at the very least once every 3 months.
Absolutely. How are these new clients that you're about to draw on, Monique? How do we reach Monique Beidelman? Please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can be reached one of the best two ways are email and my website. So I'm going to give both of those, and then I'll give my business number as well. My website is www.beidelmanandassociates, and that's spelled B as in boy, E, I, D as in dog, L-E-M-A-N, and associates.com. And then my email address is my first initial, M as in man, my last name, Beidelman, at comcast.net. And then my business number is 240-305-3839. And anyone can feel free to reach me on any of those platforms.
Monique, bless. And thank you for taking the time. My legal pad is all precious.
I'm so glad. So glad to hear it. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me and this opportunity.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us next week. We'll be talking to Dee Bowden. It's all about the cash flow with Dee. In the meantime, stay safe. Have a great day, everybody.
Now let's get out there, y'all, and elevate, 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 elevate.